This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load 'em up, boys. Number two, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Kita Bussi, and she joins us once again. You had a slow week, I take it?
Memorial Day weekend, so just kind of chilling with the fam.
Yeah. So, you've got another book coming out.
I do. It's not to the point of being published yet, but I am doing some, I am publishing smaller articles just talking about some of the things, some of the concepts that are in the book, so people can start having access to some of these ideas without waiting until the entire book comes out at once.
Right. Now, this begs a question, though, or questions, really. Now, you wrote Smart Move, which is a book about movement when shooting.
Yes.
The book itself is actually quite well done in that it reads like a fighting book would read, like a hand-to-hand combat book would read, because some of the principles that you use and the reasons you use them work the same way in hand-to-hand combat. You're just further out with a handgun.
Right. I mean, the fighting stance is also going to do you well in shooting. Anytime you have an athletic stance, you're going to have a steadier base to shoot from. So
right.
A lot of things in martial arts do actually carry over to movement and shooting as well.
So after you wrote that, and I mean, I've got a copy of it, and, you know, the inscription on it on the cover aside, the book actually reads like a very well thought out text of somebody that understands kinesiology and joints and all the things that a body is possibly can possibly put together, and how you would employ this and why you would employ it this way. So then you're going to write another book. Now, is this going to be a movement book?
This will be more the application of movement and application of that footwork to your training, how to set up training plans for yourself, how to be a self-coach. So it gets into a lot of things that I wasn't able to get into in my first book just because space didn't allow for it.
Understood.
So one of the hot topics right now, and it's a topic that's been around forever, finding your 100%. You know, have you heard people say, find your 100%?
In the context of shooting?
In the context of shooting.
I have not.
Okay, well, this has been in discussion in shooting for many, many years, finding your 100%. When you see the top guys in the world shooting at a competition right out the gate, they're so fast, you think, wow, they must be shooting at 100% of their capability right now. But really, they aren't. And usually within a competition, they don't ever get to that 100% line, which means they have to know exactly where that 100% line is. It's always been kind of qualitative, and there hasn't ever really been a way to exactly define your 100% because it's so individualized. So I actually wrote this formula on how to find your 100% and layer skills back in. to get closer and closer to that 100% line without crossing it where the wheels start to fall off, you start to miss, you start making mistakes. Does that make sense?
It does. I mean, see, this is a thing. For a competitor like that, for a competitor like you, right? What you do very much has an inner game, doesn't it? I mean, you've got to
Absolutely.
Be, you cannot really, and you're probably good at enough at it now to where I could walk up to you and go, by the way, your washer dryer just broke, and so did your air conditioning. And you could be walking up the fire line, and you're not going to be concerned. You're going to be able to put that out of your head, and you're going to be able to run that run just based upon the way you can you separate yourself and put yourself into that moment. But
yep, that goes into a separate box.
Yeah. And I don't think some people understand that inner game that goes on, that being able to be on and tuned up all the time when you want it to be that way. That's sort of a specialized skill set, isn't it?
Well, in real world scenarios, you're going to have to be able to do that as well. I mean, if something goes down, you're not going to be thinking, oh, did I remember to unplug the toaster or whatever.
Right.
I mean, you're going to be in the moment and nothing else is going to matter. You might as well train that way.
Well, I mean, I fully agree with you on that. I don't disagree with any of the stuff you're talking about. But what I guess... Now, trying to teach somebody the inner game in a book, that's got to be daunting.
I think I've just said so many of these things so many times in my advanced class that the book is just sort of writing itself. So it's not that hard for me. I'm just supplementing it with actual research and quotes from other places to show I'm not just making stuff up. Like, here is a quote that I really like about finding the 100%. Jane Novick, this is a quote from a book. Jane Novick and his teammates were instructed to run 800 meters as fast as they could. Later, the coach had them run the same distance, only at 90% of their top speed. So it says, what surprised me and all of us was that our times were better when we ran at 90% than when we went all out. And the reason for that is risk mitigation. So the reason you would want to dial it back a little bit from your 100% is risk mitigation. The closer you get to crossing that line, the more calculated risks you're taking. And there may be times you need to take those calculated risks. Otherwise, if you don't take any risks, you're already behind the curve. But knowing when to take them, how to take them, and how to layer them back in according to the amount of risk they might cost you. And that's all laid out mathematically. So you can actually punch this into a calculator and find your 100%. And based on where your 100% is, you can also figure out your 95%, your 98%. And based on whatever the hit factor is for a particular stage, you can decide, based on that hit factor and where your placement is in the match and how much match pressure you're feeling, what kind of risks there are, what you need to dial it back to. Or maybe it's your first stage of a major match and you traveled around the world to get there and you've been training for it for 3 years. That first stage, you're going to be feeling a lot of pressure, so you may want to dial it back a little bit to mitigate any risk.
Coming up on the first break, for those that are interested in finding you, how would they do that?
Email me is the best way, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. You can order my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, there through email. I'm on Instagram, Keita Bussey, and on Facebook, 180firearmstraining.
I have the book. The book is well worth the read, simply because of how it breaks it down. Very easy to understand, very comprehensive. We're going to talk more about this when we get back. This is The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Connect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
From
over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And we're talking to Keita Bassi. She is the weaponized woman. And Keita has been, she's been enhancing her tactical bona fides. She's been hanging out with the tactical set of late. What are your thoughts on tactical movement? Which I would love to know what's being taught now as tactical movement, because my biggest problem with traditional tactical movement is all of that is all based on small unit tactics, not on the individual having to do that by themselves. So I'm very interested in what you're finding out.
Well, I've done a little bit of individual, but it's mostly been groups, teams. But I was going to ask you if you've had any experience with room clearing.
Oh, yeah.
If you've ever had that opportunity. And what was taught to you? How do you
taught?
Enter the room?
It depends on the size of the team. If you don't have to breach the door, you know, you let the first guy, everybody signals each other by touching each other, letting each other know, okay, here we go, we're getting ready to go. First one in, he's going to turn and head in the opposite direction, while the second one in is going to be clearing the first corner in front of him, the second corner, and the first guy in is clearing the opposite corners behind the door, that kind of thing. And the other guys are following in. They're all traversing. I don't know if they have a predetermined direction they're going in, but they're all traversing and they're having crossing fields of fire.
Well, a lot of units will have their own SOP for how they have to do that. Some of them choose to go clockwise or counterclockwise, whatever it is that they choose, so that it's always standard. But what you're talking about is the way it's always been done. And what I'm doing is taking a look at the way it's always been done and trying to figure out, is there a way we can do this better? Or is anybody already teaching other ways that are being proven to work better? And why are we still teaching the old ways? So what you're talking about is the old way, and that's how you stack up a line of guys who walk in the room one at a time and just get mowed down. And that's actually what happened on deployments when they entered rooms that way. So it's known that if you enter the room that way, it's more likely you're just going to get mowed down. So instead, if two guys enter the room at the same time, you're basically clearing most of the room before you even enter. So Mike Glover teaches this, and there are other instructors who still teach the old way, even though it's been disproven. And Mike is teaching the new way, and I was very impressed with his methods, you know, not to give away everything he's teaching, but his method is very good, and watching from an outsider standpoint, just from the movement perspective, I was really impressed with what he was teaching. And he also teaches based on things that have happened in the past during deployments. I know a lot of guys already know this. If the muzzle of your rifle peeks out, they know exactly where you are and you're going to get shot. So he teaches entering the room from retraction. So your rifle is actually under your shoulder, and you want it under your shoulder rather than over your shoulder, because if it's over your shoulder, it's going to obstruct your vision, especially if you're wearing nods. So,
Night optics devices, yes. For those who don't know.
Yes. And it makes it a lot easier if, let's say, you're going down a hallway in a school and there are rooms on either side of you. It's a lot easier for you to move the rifle back and forth between those openings rather than having it over your shoulder where it obstructs your line of vision. But if you're outdoors and someone's covering you while you move, then it's totally fine to run with it over your shoulder. And in that situation, you're actually going to have a lot more mobility, where if you're inside a building, typically you want it under your arm. So we talked about a few things and shared ideas and found ways to be more efficient in movement for different scenarios.
Well, I mean, I've watched some of his stuff, and I mean, I really like the way he brings a weapon up. So I would be very open to anything he has to say, but I do like the way he does some of his stuff. So I'd be very curious as to know what it is you're describing that we can't describe without giving it away, simply from the viewpoint of what I used to do. And
right. It's called a center entry. He teaches the center entry, and the old school way is you're all lined up and basically clearing the room as you're entering it. This way, his way, you can clear the room, most of the room, before you ever even go in.
Now, do you know why? See, what he's doing is he's describing a cerebral way of doing it, right?
Yeah.
And the problem in the military is they have to take everything down to a level that everybody's going to understand. And somehow or other, I don't know where they came up with this, but when I was in basic training, maybe they told you the same thing. They told us that everything was on a sixth grade level.
Pretty much. Yeah.
All the weapon stuff and all that other stuff. So, I mean, you know, to the degree that room clearing and movement and everything was overly simplified for us, I got it. I understood it and everything. I didn't quite understand why I had to run down range and hurl myself into concrete hard dirt and try to pop up in the prone position and start firing like I didn't just knock the wind out of myself. I never understood that part of it, but you know.
I'm up, he sees me, I'm down, is what you're describing, I believe.
Yeah. Yep. But I mean, all that stuff aside, I'm just saying that his sounds, and that's what civilian instructors can do. They can do more cerebral stuff. I mean, look at Chris Costa. Chris Costa has changed more technique than anybody out there, and as soon as he finds one, if he tries it, he might have run it for years, but as soon as he finds something he likes better, he just discards what he's running, starts the new technique, because he can do that. He doesn't have to go through the technical manual and the field manual and the TRADOC nonsense and all that other stuff. Coming up on the next break, tell everybody how to find you.
You can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, if you would like to order a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, or if you would like to set up a class. I'm available on Instagram, Keita Bussey, and Facebook, 180 Firearms Training.
Indeed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is calling on more Americans to get vaccinated against COVID-19 as part of what he's calling a month of action to try to get to his goal of having 60% of adults receive at least one dose of vaccine before July 4th. In remarks on Wednesday, the president said the country was heading into a far better summer than last year.
America's headed into a summer dramatically different from last year's summer. A summer of freedom. a summer of joy, a summer of get-togethers and celebrations, an all-American summer that this country deserves after a long, long, dark winter that we've all endured.
The latest data from the CDC says that about 62% of adults have received at least one shot, with 12 states having already reached the president's goal of 70%. More than 133 million people are fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News. Israel's health ministry says it may have observed a link between the COVID vaccine and heart inflammation in young men. A new study found a probable link between the second dose of Pfizer vaccine and cases of myocarditis in men aged 16 to 30, reporting 275 cases of the condition among more than 5 million vaccinated people. Immunologist Dr. Nita Ogden tells CBS News that the number of cases don't indicate a higher than normal risk, but says it's important to investigate all of these possible links.
Pfizer has weighed in, the CDC has weighed in, and the European Medicines Agency, and they all feel that the incidence of myocarditis that has been seen here is not more than one would see in the general population, and therefore is not a cause for concern. However, it is important to raise awareness among physicians that this is something they should be on the lookout for, that feeling of chest pain and discomfort. And another thing to keep in mind is that 95% of the cases observed in these Israeli men were mild.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Keita Bussey. This is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. Keita has started to take a long look at tactical stuff with her friend from Fieldcraft Survival. And are you just interested in doing it? Have you always been interested? I mean, you were in the military. Did you not do the basic infantry stuff? I'm sure you did when you were in basic training.
Well, yeah, I did some of that stuff, but it's been more since I've been teaching the movement classes. There have been teams come and take my class, get deployed, and then come back and say that 3 seconds of movement that they saved actually saved their lives. So I thought, why am I not doing this in a way that it can help save lives? I'm only doing it for fun, for sports shooting, when it could actually be a life-saving tool. So that's really what sparked my interest.
Except there's a gigantic difference between what we did in basic training and what you're doing now with this. He was in the SEALs, right? He's on the SEALs teams?
Something like that.
Yeah. He's already put it out there. I mean, you don't have to play coy with it. He's already out there saying it all the time on YouTube. He's got a huge viewership. So some of those people are probably listening to this, so they already know. So it's okay to put that out there. And if he didn't want it out there, he shouldn't put it out there himself. I can play the secret squirrel game as good as anybody else out there. So anyway.
So another thing that I noticed is that a lot of teams don't know how to use the sling. So they're going into a building for room clearing, and they've got their arms through the sling. So if you're going through a building trying to shoot from retracted, you know, trying to enter a room from retracted, shoot if you need to as you're bringing the weapon up to your shoulder or your chest, then you're going to get stuck in the sling if you have your arm through it. So instead, I found that it's better to just have it around your neck in that kind of a scenario.
Sure.
Makes it much easier to shoot from retraction and get it up rather than trying to mess with that sling and have it be too short or get in the way. And there really isn't an SOP for most teams on what to do with their sling, so they just don't know what to do with the sling. And they're all doing something different.
Well, I've seen people employ it with it just around their neck a lot better simply because you don't have to keep taking a shoulder out, taking a shoulder in, you know, wrapping arms, that kind of stuff. The first person I saw that do that was Pat McNamara. The thing about the sling, though, is that most slings are not designed to be around your neck, because if you wear a sling around your neck enough and you don't have something protecting your neck, or you don't have a sling that will work the right way, you'll just saw your head off. So what has Mr. Mike come up with for that one? I'm very curious about that.
I have not seen him teach any sling techniques personally. What I saw was a particular team that had no rhyme or reason to what they were doing with their sling.
Right.
And from a movement perspective, how can we make that more efficient? So my personal deduction was take that arm out of the sling. Then you can shoot from retracted if you need to and be shooting on the way up from retraction to having the gun mounted. And you have more freedom of motion. Now, something that Chris Costa teaches in his class is using the sling to help support the rifle for long-distance shots. So you're creating tension on the sling in your hand that's at the end of the rifle.
Right.
And I thought that was a cool technique.
It is a cool technique. And that creates another problem for the would-be student now, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah, there needs to be some sort of standard for different scenarios on what to do with the sling. So that's something I'm kind of researching, asking questions about, and looking into. But definitely doing room clearing in a building, I can see how taking that arm out would be really beneficial, especially if you're going to be retracted going through the house.
Sure. The only problem I have with the sling around the neck is that all of my slings are really robust straps. Let me tell you, the Vickers types or the Magpul types, SOE types, and putting that around your neck. That hurts when you're moving the weapon around. It almost like saws the back of your head off.
Well, I suppose it depends on what you're wearing as well. I mean, I'm sure there's a fix for that.
Well, there is, and it would be a sling that it. That is a little more pliable. It's a little softer. I mean, I've seen. You're about to say what? What?
Or on those duffel bags where they have like that padded section on the strap.
Right. That would work. That would work because it's sort of slidey.
Right. So you can adjust it to where you want it. Just a thought.
And it doesn't saw your head off. That's very important to me, that when I'm employing a weapon, I don't inadvertently saw my head off.
I well, find then that, that piece important. Would be, that piece would then stay in place on your neck, and then the strap would slide through it as you move it.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's lots and lots of slings.
That's true. That may already exist out there.
That I don't know about. I mean, I've see, this is the thing. The stuff that they teach now, the stuff that the Fieldcraft survival guys and everything, that kind of stuff didn't exist when I was in the Army. We didn't have plate carriers. We didn't have optics. We did have slings on the weapon, but they were like parade slings, you know, for the front and base of the weapon that you just put on sling arms and everything. So we didn't actually train with that kind of stuff. We had to create it when we would be in the field.
Well, what's happening now is they have after-action reviews. So when they're deployed and maybe something goes a little bit sideways, the first thing they do is their AAR, where they talk about, okay, what could we have done better? How could we have prevented some negative thing from happening that happened? Or how could we improve this? And because of that, things are moving along in a more progressive way. But, of course, there are always going to be units who don't like change and are not progressive and don't want to adapt to change or go get the training, or maybe they just don't have the funding to get the training.
Well, that there's so many factors that go into play with that, and I, you know.
Oh, for sure.
I understand. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. Tell people how to find you.
If you would like to order a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. If you would like to set up a class, also email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. I'm on Instagram, Keita Bussey, Facebook, 180firearmstraining. I have a website, 180firearmstraining.com, that has a calendar listed.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. Now, you know, the problem, and I've talked to Super Dave Harrington about this too. The problem with the tactical mindset is a lot of that is driven by the small unit tactic. Very hard to translate when you become a solo act. Now, has Mike done that? Has he managed to do that? I'd be surprised if he hasn't, but I'd be curious if he has.
He has. He did discuss this briefly with me. We haven't done much training on this, but he did go over what to do in a scenario where, let's say, there's a school shooting and you're the only person there with a firearm, and how to walk down the hallway in a way that you're not exposing yourself to a room you haven't cleared yet when there are rooms on either side of the hallway.
Right.
And he showed me the steps that he uses and things like that, and I thought it looked very good just from a movement and body mechanic standpoint.
Now, with his movement, is he using the same principles, the same bent knee, the same crouching,
yes,
coiled up? Yeah?
Yeah, so he's already doing all the bread and butter of movement. There have just been little things that we've talked about, like he talks about suitcase carrying the gun if you're not under immediate threat and you just have to get there, overhand carrying your rifle just so you can pump your arms and run really aggressively. I also teach that for longer runs in competition shooting with a rifle. One thing I brought up to him is for medium distances, and of course it's going to depend on the level of threat, actually taking a hand off the rifle so you can pump your arms more efficiently to get there. And we discussed that, how it may be better to use that technique if you have someone else laying down cover and you're just getting from point A to point B as quickly as possible.
Right.
But it's not so far that you want to be suitcase carrying. So it's sort of like that intermediate zone. And he seemed to like that idea and adapted it right away. The problem is some rifles are too front heavy that it would be very difficult to run that way. But if it's balanced properly, if it's lightweight enough, or if you're just a big, strong man, I guess, then it's going to be a lot faster to take the hand off the gun to pump your arms, even with a rifle. And you can hook the buttstock under your forearm to get a little bit of extra leverage if it is more heavy.
Well, I mean, but here's the thing. This is the thing about that kind of stuff and everything. Like he was talking about the way he would do this, like in a school hallway, when you were talking mm-hmm. about how. So most people that might do something like that in a school hallway are probably going to be an armed teacher. With a pistol. They're not going to be concerned with hooking their arm under the gun or, you know, bringing it back in or sticking it back out or how they're going to be doing that. They're just going to be concerned with trying to locate the threat and not get seen by the threat. With some of the tactical types, and I was one of them, you know, I get it, I understand it. With some of the tactical types, a lot of the tools and a lot of the kit seem to be taken for granted as that's going to just be there. And
yeah, I can see that.
And in most cases, I mean, like one time when I was taking Steve's red dot sight class, somebody said, "What's your stance when you shoot?" And he said, "However I'm standing when the shooting starts."
Mm-hmm.
Which,
exactly.
You know, I mean, that wasn't even my answer, but when I thought about it, I was like, it's just genius. It's just genius. So, you know, to that end.
Which is why you also practice shooting from awkward positions.
Sure. That's a given. That's absolute given. You got to get out of that comfort zone or else you're going to put yourself in a bad position. But anyway, anyhow, is he adjusting to that? Has he made adjustments to that? What's his carry gun now? I remember seeing a video where he had switched to a SIG. Is he still running a SIG?
I'm not sure. Everything he did was with rifles.
Are you going to go back and do some pistoling with him?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm learning a lot from him, and I hope that it continues to be a mutually beneficial business relationship where we can continue sharing ideas. So hopefully that'll be the case.
Well, that opens up a whole other line of questioning. So I'm curious, since you brought it up, is there stuff I can't talk about concerning that?
Yes, there is.
Okay. So we won't talk about that. You just got to learn to keep that under wraps better.
We hope to be able to work together in the future. I'll put it that way.
Okay. Well, I would like for you guys to do something you could publicize, though. Not because I want to publicize it, just because I want to see it.
Well, you know, first the research has to be done. I'm not going to put anything out there that's not tested. And what he's teaching obviously is tested, and everything I've seen him do is really, really good from an economy of motion standpoint.
Right.
But what I'm researching is how can we marry the two to even further help save lives?
Well, I don't know that some of this group stuff, there's just no way to cut that down and pare it back to where one person can do it. Simply because, like bounding Overwatch. How do you do bounding Overwatch with one guy?
Right. Yeah, there's some stuff that you just kind of got to wing it, I guess. But
I mean, that's the whole basis behind the way an infantryman moves up. Because you got to move up and engage that target, that mission, that tango, whatever you want to call them, that bogey.
Right.
And if you can't move up, And that's hard. That's hard to do bounding over watch when you got to both be shooting and firing at the same time and running.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's tough. That'll
well, I mean, if he's come up with a way to do it, I want to know.
I'm sure he has answers to a lot of your questions, and hopefully we can get him on the show one of these days when his schedule lightens up a little bit.
Listen, I know his schedule can't be no worse than yours. But we've only got about a minute or so. You got any competition coming up anytime soon?
Well, I'm going to, it's not a competition, but I'm going to Pennsylvania to teach a class. I'm actually teaching a ladies-only class, which I'm really excited about. This is one of those things where it's a bunch of us instructors pitching in together, kind of volunteering our time. So we have all these different stations for all the way from women who've never even purchased a firearm yet and have no idea where to even start, to concealed carry, to rifle, shotgun, movement with a pistol. We're covering literally everything we can cover in a day, and combative with Vince.
Right. Right. So, I get it. I understand.
That's going to be cool.
I do get it. In any event, I find this cool. This should be quite the interesting ride for you, and I hope you continue to tell us some about it when you can, but just tell Mike that, you know, he don't have to be secret squirrel. Just tell him that. Just tell him it's okay to put stuff out there. You can't be teaching stuff and doing videos and then say, but we can't talk about it. You just can't do that. Anyway, one more time, tell everybody how to find you.
180firearmstraining@gmail.com is my email if you'd like to order a book or sign or set up a class in your area. I'm on Instagram, Kita Bussi, and Facebook, 180firearmstraining.
Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thanks, Bill.
Coming up next, Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.